From Tidbits on February 22nd, 2010, this is the audio version of Mobile Me Website Adds Some Mobile Safari Support, written by Glenn Fleischman. It's ironic that Mobile Me couldn't be accessed via Mobile Safari. Mobile Me's Me.com website used to offer up an error page with a link to information on how to set up an iPhone or iPod Touch for synchronization. Apple has now changed that welcome screen for its mobile devices, alerting the world via a knowledge-based note that we found out about via Macworld. While requiring sync for email, contacts, and calendar might be acceptable, even if I would like to have the option to use MobileMe's web apps on someone else's iPhone or iPod Touch, Find My iPhone, iPod Touch, couldn't be used via Mobile Safari. If your iPod Touch or iPhone were lost or stolen, you couldn't use someone else's iPhone to find yours. Adam Enks described a workaround in Use Find My iPhone from an iPhone, 30 September 2009. I wonder if an Apple executive discovered this lacuna when his or her phone was missing. The revised Mobile Safari welcome screen for Me.com is better organized. The link to set up instructions for synchronization is still there, but there are three additional buttons: Use Find My iPhone, Install Gallery app to access your Mobile Me gallery, and Install iDisk app for file access. Tap the Use Find My iPhone button, and the browser presents the standard full-screen desktop login window for Me.com, not one designed for Mobile Safari. It's awkward. See Find Your Lost iPhone or iPod Touch with iPhone OS 3.0, 17 June 2009 for more details about that feature. When logged in, you see the full main interface for a moment, after which you're redirected to the Find My iPhone iPod Touch page. That page also isn't optimized, and you have to zoom and expand to read the page's contents, or activate functions like wiping your phone remotely or locking the phone with a four-digit PIN. Apple should still improve this process, but making Find My iPhone iPod Touch viewable via Mobile Safari is at least a step in the right direction. This is Tidbits. To read related articles, follow links, or leave comments, or subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Glenn Fleischman, and now I know exactly where I am.